It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
The shocker heard throughout the nation, Andrew Luck, announces he is retiring from the NFL, saying constant injuries have taken away his love for the game.
I told the guys earlier in the locker room, it's been the honor of a lifetime to represent the Horseshoe and the city of Indianapolis, both on and off the field.
Well, my friends, thank you. And my wife, Nicole, thank you. I love you.
This made me tear up. That was so brave of him, saying it's the hardest decision of his life, but it's the right decision for him. Luck, he's 29. He turns 30 on September 12th. He met with the Colts owner, Jim Irsay, prior to making this big decision, it was supposed to not even get out until Sunday, but on Saturday, and I know you were at the game, Joe, everyone was getting wind during the preseason
It went complete like madhouse to like silent, and everybody's like looking around. Somebody behind me, Samson, actually one of our boss's sons, like, hey, Andrew Luck's retiring. I'm like, shut up, dude. He's like, no, look. And there was that ESPN alert saying that there were reports. And yeah, that's how kind of I think everybody found out. Then like, we're wait, he's on the sideline. He's not retiring, but he was.
And then my heart breaks because people started booing him, which I totally disagree with.
Yeah, you don't cuss either.
No.
But people were not happy. Definitely an emotional reaction to that, I think. I don't think people really, in hindsight, wanted to boo Andrew Luck as his last moment as a Colt.
But until you realize, no one knows what he has gone through. And think about the weight of this decision. Like I said, the bravery it took. I mean, he's reportedly the NFL saying he's walking away from potentially $500 million. General manager Chris Ballard says, we wish Andrew Luck the best. This young man has done a lot for this city of Indianapolis and for the Indianapolis Colts, and that is so very true. We should be saying thank you. He's an outstanding athlete and an even more outstanding human being. I want to add, there's a random side note. O.J. Simpson, of all people, had something to say.
Andrew Luck, what did I do to you? You could have retired an hour and a half ago before I picked you in my fantasy picks.
Fantasy.
I mean, what did I do, Vic? I've been a fan of yours. Why would you do this to me? Come out of retirement. I'm just saying.
Now I might have to allegedly kill you and your friends.
I don't want O.J. mad at me.
No kidding.
But we want to say thank you to Andrew Luck. And coming up at 8:45, good friend of the show, Pat McAfee, is going to join us to weigh in. Cannot wait for that. Pat, yes. Well, this is so cool. One of my favorites, Ryan Reynolds, is saying happy birthday to his beautiful wife, Blake Lively. And he did it like only Ryan kid.
I could never love anything as much as I love you. I would say that to my wife. And then the second I looked in that baby's eyes, I knew in that exact moment that if we were ever under attack, I would use my wife as a human shield to protect that baby.
That's love.
These two, it's hilarious. He posted a slew of pictures on his Instagram of Blake looking horrible, like not so ready. Like her eyes are shut. She's off to the side. They're just such a fun, cool couple. They have, the two little ones. Is she pregnant? She's pregnant right now. So they have two babies and one on the way. But talk about a couple goals. Love them so much. I'm pumped for this. Another Disney movie. The first look is out as Emma Stone portraying Cruella De Vil.
Cruella De Vil, Cruella De Vil. If she doesn't scare you, no evil thing will. To see her is to take a sudden chill. Cruella.
Dude, 101 yes, Dalmatians yes. As a kid, Cruella De Vil scared the crap out of me.
Right? And so
really?
She's total punk in this movie. It's directed by Tim Burton, so you can understand it's going to have that Edward Scissorhands kind of feel. But the first glance came out. It's really cool. It hits theaters May 28th of 2021. I'll definitely be bringing My Little Lucy. Well, YouTuber James Charles is taking control. He's an influencer who posted his own nude photos after his Twitter account was reportedly hacked.
Hi, sisters. James Charles here, and welcome back to my YouTube channel.
So Charles was like, no one is going to take advantage of me. I'm the only one who's taking these. You can't threaten me now. So he's like, I'll just post my own nude. So he did. And I mean, it's just kind of, they're they're dainty. Like, you can just see his, like, backside. He's turning to the side. It's nothing too vulgar. But I feel like that's when people try to extort money from you or whatever, if you just take control and post it yourself, what can they do?
I'm just going to take photos today, so in case anything happens in the future, I'm covered.
Yeah, there you go.
I guess not covered.
Good. Exactly. Well, and don't forget, tonight, 8 p.m., MTV's VMAs are going down. It's going to be juicy. Sean and Camila are going to be there. Will they arrive as a couple? We will see Lizzo, Lil Nas, Taylor Swift all performing, the Joe Bros, and Naughty by Nature? The OGs?
Man, we are looking at an interesting lineup.
That's right, tonight at 8 p.m. MTV.
Mackenzie with the garbage here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.